This is presidential stage. Presidential stage, a 30-minute magazine on presidential activities and acts, their scope and perspective, but also their orientation and impact. Presidential stage, 9:30 p.m. on the CRTV National Station.
Hello everyone, good evening and welcome to join us on your regular news magazine program, Presidential Stage, in which we treat you to recent happenings inside the presidency. In tonight's edition of the program, we shall shine a spotlight on the summer session of the United Nations Appeals Tribunal that ended in New York in the United States of America recently, and the election by acclamation of Cameroonian-born Philemon Yang as the president of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. A Cameroonian legamine of international repute, Leslie Fobang, judge of the United Nations Appeal Tribunal, shall be our guest and guide all through the program tonight. My name is Amin Kang Edward, your host. Stay tuned. The Unity Palace was in a festive mood this Friday, July 12, with over 200 staff, both civilians and military, distinguished and awarded honorific medals in recognition of their selfless service and loyalty to the state. The crowd-pulling medal award ceremony was presided over by the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Ngongo, in the presence of some very important state dignitaries.
I'm very grateful to the President of the Republic for giving this honor and granting me this medal. My medal is Grand Officier Lord Lavaleur. As you know, this is not the first time the President of the Republic gives me such an honor, because since 24 years, I've been given the opportunity to serve in his civil cabinet. So it's for me a reward of all this long-term service in the administration.
Good evening, Judge Fobang Leslie of the United Nations Appeals Tribunal. Thanks for honoring our invitation one more time on Presidential Stage.
Thank you very much, Mr. Minken. Thank you very much for inviting me to your program.
You just returned from New York, where you participated in the summer session of the UN Appeals Tribunal. Could you give us some highlights of that session?
Well, yes, it was a normal session. This session ran from the 17th through the 28th of June, and it was, like in all other sessions, very intense, although very convivial. You know, we do a lot of research work in our home jurisdictions before ever getting to the session proper. So I think it went on well. We had in all 35 matters. We delivered 34 judgments. One matter was carried forward to the next session.
And what made this session, Justice, what made this the summer session different from your last session? I'm talking about in terms of the agenda of the session.
Well, I would say generally the sessions are not different. In the last session, to me, I am saying this from a rather personal perspective. I went there heartbroken. You understand that I went to the last session, the March session, not really psychologically stable, because you would recall that my wife passed and I was there actually broken. But short of that, I think the session was as convivial as all other sessions have been, and intense notwithstanding. But we do our work in a lot of serenity, a lot of research having been done even before we get to New York. The deliberations are usually done in a very serene, intense, and convivial manner. So this session, like other sessions, was just normal. But for the fact that I was psychologically a bit more stable, and I participated better, and my contributions were very applauded. And I think that is, to me, the little difference in between this session and the other session.
May we seize this opportunity to extend our heartfelt condolences to you and to your entire family following the loss of your spouse, Justice.
Thank you very much. I think if we are surviving, we are surviving because friends like you, the world over, through prayers, moral, material, and all kinds of support, have been with me, us, and have continued to pray for us. We thank everybody who gave us all the support that we received. Thank you very much.
May her memories be a blessing. Amongst the judges of the UN Appeals Tribunal, you happen to be amongst the few black from Africa, precisely from Cameroon. Do you at any point in the course of your deliberations have any complex vis-a-vis your learned colleague of the court?
No. Why would I have a complex? The truth is, all of us were there. We are seven of us, and we went through the same selection process. And for that reason, nobody has any reason whatsoever to have any feeling of complex. Well, and I would even say that if any complex were to be felt, I think that I should instead have a complex of superiority, because I am from Cameroon, and you know that Cameroon is one of the few countries in the world that is bilingual.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, the languages of the United Nations, the legal systems, mm-hmm. are just akin to the systems we apply in Cameroon. Mm-hmm. The two official languages of the United Nations are French and English, and the systems of law, civil and common law, very, very akin to those that we apply here. So I do not think that, if any complex were to be felt, I would instead think that I should feel superior. Well, why not?
I agree with you perfectly, Justice Leslie Fobang. We're going to take a break here to revisit a very important event that took place at the United Nations headquarters in New York in the United States of America recently. I'm talking about the election of a Cameroonian-born Philemon Yang to the prestigious position of president of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Well, we shall definitely expect you to make some comment about that great event. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We shall be right back. It is no secret to anyone that a Cameroonian-born Philemon Yang from Oku in the northwest region of the country will preside over the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York in the United States of America. He was elected by acclamation on the 6th of June 2024 to succeed Dennis Francis, Trinidad and Tobago's permanent representative to the United Nations. Our international affairs correspondent, Charles Ebune, in the following report, revisits the historic moment in New York.
p.m. New York time, the United States of America, 8 p.m. Yaoundé time, Cameroon, this Thursday, June 6, 2024, history time for the United Nations and history time for Cameroon too. Time to elect the 79th United Nations General Assembly President and time to elect Philemon Yang, the African candidate, the African time, the only candidate on the list for the job.
I now invite His Excellency Philemon Yang, who has just been elected President of the General Assembly at its 79th session, to take the floor.
The procedural mechanism for the exercise is recalled to all the 193 members of the organization by the current Assembly President.
Mr. President, thank you for giving me the floor. It has been 79 years since the United Nations was created by the Founding Fathers, with the General Assembly as an important body among the six main organs which each year elects a president to lead his works.
The ceremony is watched live by the first international civil servant, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, alongside the personal representative of the President of the Republic of Cameroon, Paul Biya, External Relations Minister Mbela Mbela, accompanied, amongst others, by the President's diplomatic advisor, Didine Ondoa.
I feel that this election is a great salute to the unity and solidarity of our group and the African Union in particular, which has spared no effort to achieve the choice of a single continental candidate, thus corroborating its well-known legendary discipline in terms of candidacy.
The former Prime Minister of Cameroon, with plus 40 years of public service, is elected by acclamation to be the next president of the United Nations General Assembly.
This election is without a doubt a great tribute to my head of state, President Paul Biya, whose wisdom and pertinence of views are regularly expressed from the rostrum of our General Assembly.
And history time for the United Nations and Cameroon, because Cameroon becomes the first of the former United Nations trusteeships to chair the General Assembly of the United Nations. The job entails chairing and moderating debates of the United Nations General Assembly's ordinary and extraordinary gatherings for a year. And this is time for the Philemon Young Year.
Welcome back, George Fobang Leslie. Now, tell us, how was the atmosphere like in New York following the election of Cameroonian-born Philemon Young, an astute diplomat and politician of Cameroonian nationality, as chair of the UN General Assembly?
Well, imagine, amongst, first of all, those of us Cameroonians, we felt elated. We felt very happy. And Africans generally, we felt really happy that one of us, in the person of the former Prime Minister, Philemon Young, got to this very prestigious position. So the atmosphere has been one of joy and great expectation. A lot of people are expecting a lot from him, judging from his rich political and diplomatic career. A lot of people expect a lot from him. And for those who followed keenly his policy statement, I think he has what it takes to achieve the responsibilities placed on him. I'd like to enjoin Cameroonians to, for those who have not had the chance to read his, the policy statement he made after his election, I think it's good to read it and see on what platform he places his mandate. I think he's going to achieve a lot, and a lot of expectations. Everybody is expecting a lot from him because he represents the voice of the voiceless. You know, he's from Africa, and Africa plebiscited his candidacy in unanimity. All of Africa stood for him, and so a lot of expectations, actually.
Justice Leslie Fobang, you sound particularly moved about the election of Philemon Young. What's your relationship with Philemon Young?
Well, on a personal basis, I think I do not really have any personal relationship with him. But again, I understand. I have met him once. I had the privilege to have an audience with him prior to his election. And, of course, again, I understand he is a senior colleague. He is a trained magistrate of, I think, the 1974 or 75 batch of graduates from ENAM. And this is what, to me, constitutes the common factor that we have. But again, I have followed him. He's been our prime minister, he's been minister, he's been diplomat for over the years. So I do not really have a particular relationship with him. From my little, the audience I had with him, my expressions are a very soft-spoken, a keen listener. And of course, at those levels, with the kind of experience he's had over the years, I am very sure that from the little I got of him, I am sure he's going to make it. He's a great personality and a great statesman, like you rightly put it, and I think he's going to make it. I do not really have a particular relationship with him, but again, being a Cameroonian, every Cameroonian from north to south, east to west, we should all be happy that the Cameroonian is at the pinnacle of the United Nations. That position is at the helm. That is the highest policy-making body of the United Nations.
It is important to note here that the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly will begin on the 10th of September 2024. And also important to note that Philemon Yang is the current Grand Chancellor of National Orders in Cameroon. Justice Fobang Leslie, you have paraded the corridors of the United Nations for the past 1 year now, and privy to some very interesting insights. Cameroonians would like to know from you the significance of Philemon Yang's election to Cameroon.
I would like to say, this is my own place. People should not get me wrong. I'm not a politician. I am a judicial officer, both at home and at the international level. When you have one of yours sitting at a very, very high level, like where he is, the first significance to me is first publicity given to your country. Several people around the world, Cameroon, had been known previously for being a good football nation, and all the great names you imagine have been known to be footballers. But this is Cameroon getting to very, very high levels at the diplomatic scene. I think it's very important. I mean, as you rightly put it, I paraded, not really that I paraded the corridors, you know, judicial people don't make noise. But the few persons whom I came across would like always ask me to know where Cameroon is. We understand a Cameroonian is sitting at the helm of the UN General Assembly. I say yes. And, you know, all of this, it serves the country. It makes us better known. And it only translates, to my understanding, the great reputation that the leadership of this country has in the international milieu. This is what I think of this great appointment. I mean, amongst the many appointments we have had. And I think that Cameroonians should strive for those kinds of opportunities because, like I say, I think this, to me, translates the reputation and respect that our leadership has in the person of our head of state has made over the years in the international scene.
As a matter of fact, his election was celebrated back home with plenty of pomp and fanfare in all the 10 regions of the country, but particularly in his place of birth in the Northwest region, a population that addressed a message of thanks and gratitude to the President of the Republic for his election. What comment do you have to make about that?
Charity always begins at home. Like I said earlier, the victory is that of Cameroon, but of course his kith and kin in the Northwest province particularly express gratitude. I think they have a right to do so because one of theirs was chosen by none other than the head of state to represent the country and eventually got to the helm of the United Nations. I think if this joy expressed by our compatriots of the Northwest, like others in the Southwest, like those of the littoral north, extreme north, and all this region, if we could, this could bring us to reason and to know that Cameroon is one and that the leadership thinks of everybody and every part of the country. I think it would be very good for us. I celebrated at least the fact that a Cameroonian in the person of this great statesman has been called to manage the world for a year. I think it's a very wonderful thing for us all, not only for the people of the Northwest, for the people of the Southwest, for those of littoral, for those of extreme north, for those of the East. It is a great honor to our country and the choice too. It's a great honor that the head of state elected one of us to that very, very prestigious position. It means, too, that the head of state is a man who looks but at value and not at people based on, I don't know, other
regional background, political leaning, and so on.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks very much, Justice Leslie Fobang. We're going to take a second pause here, and when we return, we shall have one or two questions for you before we conclude the program. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. We shall be right back.
Le Cameroun est un et indivisible. Ne l'oublions jamais. Nous marchons sur les pas des pères fondateurs de notre pays, de nos héros nationaux qui ont versé leur sang pour léguer à la postérité une nation unie dans sa diversité. L'unité du Cameroun est donc un héritage précieux.
The election of Philemon Yang was viewed by many, if not all, particularly beyond the frontiers of Cameroon, as a major diplomatic victory for the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. He has been at the front and center of Cameroon's success story on the international scene, cutting the T's and dotting the I's whenever and wherever necessary, as we hear in the following report. One of President Paul Biya's vision for Cameroon when he assumed office at the Supreme Magistracy of the state in 1982 was the modernization of every aspect of national life with a view of positioning the country at the center of global attention and to open windows of opportunity for his compatriots at home and on the international scene. This lofty vision, over 40 years down the lane, has permitted Cameroon to create close to 50 diplomatic missions abroad, embassies and consulates in strategic countries across the globe, and close to 100 diplomatic representations and international organizations resident in Cameroon. This alone makes Cameroon a major stakeholder in the global conversation, with the input of the country's chief diplomat, President Paul Biya, through whom Cameroon has been making his voice heard loud and clear on questions of global concern. President Paul Biya, the very discreet and the very enigmatic leader, a beggar of peace, if you will, has in his disposal a rich diplomatic toolbox with an extraordinary potential to build bridges and initiate peaceful settlement of conflicts. Who could have imagined Cameroon's victory over the Bakassi Peninsula against Africa's economic giant, Nigeria? Who could have imagined that someday Cameroon's Unity Palace will be the destination for highly esteemed personalities of international repute to come knocking for consultation on issues as sensitive and complex as international geopolitics? Again, who could have imagined Cameroon as a first-choice destination for international conferences, sports competition, and benchmarking for countries in quest of better performance? And who could have imagined that someday an impressive number of Cameroonians will occupy coveted positions in international organizations like the astute diplomat and politician Cameroonian-born Philemon Yang, elected president of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Of course, the chief diplomat, President Paul Biya, has been on top of the game, championing international support efforts each time in favor of Cameroon's candidacy for international jobs. That is the force of experience and international recognition for Cameroon's president, Paul Biya. Welcome back, Justice Leslie Forbang. When we are counting the long lists of Cameroonians holding coveted positions in international organizations and who have benefited from the support of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, we should be counting your humble person, Leslie Forbang, judge of the United Nations Appeals Tribunal. You certainly benefited from the blessings of President Paul Biya to occupy the position you occupy today. Am I correct?
I think you are perfectly correct. You see, the position I hold certainly came about firstly through an internationally organized competitive examination that we all took. And this examination was meant to judicial officials of the respective member states who were qualified following the eligibility criteria that was given. And after qualifying, going through the written and the oral phases, we now had to go through a very tedious election exercise within the General Assembly, and you could only go through with the support of your government. And I have said this before. I said it in your previous program, that every Cameroonian who is upright, who does the right thing, will benefit from the largesse and the support of His Excellency, the head of state. And I would count myself as one. If you talk of Foban, who is Foban? Foban is not known nowhere. My father was him a quiet farmer in Kumba, and he is of blessed memory. He was never any big name. But to say that the head of state learned that I passed this exam and quickly gave me support and asked that campaigns be engaged on my behalf, I think it only proves that he is not discriminatory and he takes Cameroonians like we are all his children, and he is a head of state who doesn't look at where you come from. And it holds true for what has happened to our big brother and His Excellency PM Yang. So I think that I use my case as an example to tell fellow compatriots and Cameroonians that just work in the right direction, do the right things, and you will get the support of the head of state.
One last question before we part company. What's the perception of the UN Appeals Tribunal with regards to the multiple war fronts across the globe? We have Ukraine-Russia war, the Israel-Palestine. We have a warring situation in Sudan and elsewhere. I'm talking about the UN Appeals Tribunal. Just an observer with no key role to play to restore peace in these areas?
Well, you know, every tribunal has its jurisdiction. We are a purely administrative tribunal. And those conflicts that you mentioned are certainly disturbing world peace. And this is a problem to the United Nations. But I think the competent agencies and organs charged with overseeing the evolution of these conflicts would, when they get evaluate them to constitute an offense, would direct those complaints to the relevant jurisdictions. But for as it concerns us, we are purely administrative and we have nothing to do with criminal litigations. But of course, like citizens of the world, we are concerned. We feel that peace disturbed anywhere, it disturbs peace everywhere.
Any question you'd have loved to answer that we didn't?
Well, I do not think that I have any questions, but for the fact that I would like Cameroonians to know that there is an important program that is organized by the United Nations. It's referred to as the Junior Professional Officer Program. It is organized in partnership with the respective member states, and we were specifically charged to sensitize our government. I think I have written to hierarchy through my Minister of State and through him maybe to the head of state, to the presidency. I'm sure our mission in the United Nations will write as well, because I got them involved. And this program is open to young graduates, magistrates, lawyers, graduates of our university to come in first as interns, and thereafter some of them who qualify may be absorbed into the UN system as legal officers and other in the respective department and agencies. I think I have written, and in the days ahead, where possible, I would meet some heads of departments of law to see how some programs can be incorporated in the curriculum of their five departments, so that students studying administrative law and law at master's and PhD levels can get, you know, to know the existence of some of these programs. International public service law, it's a very important area and opens eyes, because in the international milieu, opportunities exist that we don't know, and we need to make this known to our citizens so that they can take advantage of.